Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 28th. Taking a glance at headlines from the Denver Post. The U.S. Drought Monitor released its weekly report on Thursday, and Colorado's drought is getting worse. Unusually dry conditions exist across 85% of the state. The worst drought conditions are in the southwest part of Colorado, where all or parts of 20 counties are listed in exceptional drought. That is the worst rating of four categories. In total, 16% of Colorado is classified as experiencing exceptional drought. That is up from 13% last week and 9% 3 months ago. About 32% of the state is in the second worst category, extreme drought. According to the number of hospital visits, the most recent flu season in Colorado was the worst in history. 4,650 state residents went to the hospital with the flu between the fall of 2017 and spring of 2018. Also, there were 183 flu outbreaks in long-term care facilities, the highest number ever recorded in Colorado. Those numbers highlight how serious and unpredictable the virus can be, and Colorado health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment recommends that anyone older than 6 months get a shot, ideally before the end of October. And now it's time for the Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun, our weekly conversation with John Frank, a writer at the Colorado Sun. We'll focus today on the Colorado economy. The economic boom on the Front Range hasn't quite reached the western slope, and we'll talk about a key component of the economy, the beer industry. First, KVNF News asked John Frank about the Club 20 debates, which have been airing here on KVNF's Local Motion. The Club 20 debates kick off the campaign season and bring the state's attention to the western slope. We started by asking Frank if politicians will forget about the Western Slope now that those debates are over.
It's funny you mentioned it was just 2 weeks ago. It feels almost 2 years ago. There's so much that has happened in the campaign. And the Club 20 debate definitely, you know, started the campaign season with a focus on the Western Slope. That's the whole point. And those issues are still big topics today, issues such as energy and healthcare. I wouldn't get too concerned about the Western Slope being left out of the campaign. The candidates are still very much talking about these issues. Both candidates have released health care plans and are focused on how to reduce costs. Much of that has to do with the Western Slope, where the rates are just so much higher than here in the Front Range. Much detail is still lacking in both candidates' plans, but they essentially pledged to tackle the issue first thing if elected. And when it comes to peer politics, both candidates need the Western Slope. Democrat Jared Polis needs to turn out his voters in the liberal enclave resort towns in order to compete, and Republican Walker Stapleton will have trouble winning if he doesn't boost his base support in places that favor his party traditionally, such as Grand Junction.
Brian Eason with the Colorado Sun wrote a report about the state of Colorado's economy, which by almost every account is booming. It is rated the fourth fastest growing economy in the country. But Western Colorado isn't benefiting as much from the boom, and a 2020 slowdown is predicted. Should Western Colorado residents be optimistic that they will share the benefits of the boom on the Front Range?
This is a good question. I spoke to Brian, who's really the best in the state press corps on these financial issues, just about how the Western Slope factored into the report. A couple points he noted is that, number one, the relative affordable housing in the region compared to Denver and areas is actually attracting people from the Front Range, particularly Denver, and from across state and country. So that boosts the economy. The unemployment rate in the region has been cut almost in half since 2004, when it was about 5.9%, and now it's down to 3.3%. So that's keeping pace with Denver and still better than the national unemployment rate of 3.8%. So, yes, the Western Slope is in Denver. Few places are, nationwide, for that matter. But the Western Slope is still doing better than most of the country. The coal industry is a focus in the report, and it's still not doing great. Natural gas production has been slow compared to the rest of the state. But you can look at that one of two ways. One, the region economy is doing great despite the energy sector lagging, and sooner or later that could pick up. Or a more pessimistic view is that the coal industry isn't coming back, natural gas is going to stay stagnant, and then the tariffs could hit the ag industry hard, which would slow down tourism and hurt things out there. But overall, the report suggests there's reason for cautious optimism. Slow growth in 2020 is still growth, even if it's not as robust as elsewhere.
And now let's talk a little bit about a part of the Colorado economy that is so important. That's the beer industry. An article you wrote talks about the Great American Beer Festival in Denver last week and the debut of the Canarchy Craft Brewery Collective. A Colorado brewery, Oscar Blues in Longmont, thinks that collectives are the wave of the future of craft breweries. What is this collective, and what does it mean for the beer industry in Colorado?
Yes, in addition to politics, I cover craft beer. I like to say beer helps the politics go down. And for the Big Beer Festival in Denver this year, I took a look at what Oscar Blues is doing with its collective. So the backstory, Oscar Blues is based in Longmont, but its owner sold a majority stake in the company to a private equity firm in Massachusetts. That was in part to help buy another brewery in Michigan. From there, the group has really branched out, bought five more breweries, and kind of been collected together as one company. So the Canarchy Collective, the Oscar Blues folks, own breweries in California, Utah, Texas, Michigan, and Florida. This is kind of a first-of-its-kind model for the craft industry, and the Oscar Blues leaders see it as a way to help small brewers remain competitive and reduce costs, yet still keep that independence from the big beer makers like Coors and Anheuser-Busch. The question is whether they are still truly an independent craft brewer if they're owned by a financial firm outside the state. The experts suggest that this is more of an academic question, but it's one that consumers are going to answer about whether that matters to them or whether they will support the brewer down the street. So it's an interesting way to try to stay alive in what is becoming kind of a tense market. Beer isn't all fun anymore.
And this has been the Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun and John Frank. Thank you so much, John.
It was my pleasure.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.